This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, kids. Time for us to review the charts from Talkers Magazine for yet another week. Even though it's a holiday week, the charts for the week of July 1st to the 5th from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We are on the ready, or in the ready and on the know, or in the ready and in the know and on the go. I'm not sure we're all of those things.
And
I say we.
On the radio.
Yes, and we're on the radio. Woo-hoo! That's Michael Harrison, the CEO. He's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't edit anything. I don't publish anything. I'm just
That's
here.
Obvious.
Oh, sorry. It's going to be one of those shows,
I don't edit anything. There's an old saying in media, everybody needs an editor. Everybody, it's a funny thing. Everybody needs an editor.
Karen needs a director. She gets on me when I get
out
of control. All right, so we have not changed the environment here. We haven't changed the people. Michael and Doug here. It's like going to a fancy restaurant. We dress up the same, and we have our voices, and we're ready to go. If you're the same in the restaurant as you are in the bar, as you are in the church, as you are in the playground, in the library, it doesn't make any difference. We are all among friends here. And so the leader of this group is Michael Harrison, who has the list. He and his staff have prepared stories and people, so let's get at it, Michael.
I just hope that I'm well-dressed enough to be able to perform this duty.
I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week, you know, these holiday weeks, but the news knows no holiday anymore. And this provided a challenge for us to put together this list, because we did it a little earlier than usual because of the holiday and the skeleton staff over the four-day weekend, et cetera. But I think we pretty well nailed it. At number 10, we have the U.S. women's soccer and the death of the Los Angeles Angels pitcher. At number 9, we have the Taylor Swift song rights flap. And there you have it for sports and popular culture. At number 8, we have climate change and some Antarctic ice melting on the ocean that has caused concern among scientists. At number 7, the U.S. and the European Union tariff threats. So we might have a tariff war with our allies in Western Europe. At number 6, the southern border crisis and the border agent Facebook controversy. That was a big one all week. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race. That's a big one all year. Number 4 was a gigantic topic, Independence Day week. That included everything from Donald Trump's controversial, I put that in quotes, salute to America.
Silly.
Gosh, yeah. We'll talk about that. Yeah, okay. But a lot of things having to do with Independence Day, including history. And then we get into some of the meat and potatoes of the week: the U.S. North Korea relations at number 3, the U.S. China relations at number 2, with the Hong Kong protests, and at number 1, just kind of oozed all over the place: Trump on the world stage, Trump the international showman, president, leader, statesman, provocateur, and the G20 aftermath. So that basically is the week. And the people on the survey: Tyler Skaggs, the 27-year-old Los Angeles Angels pitcher, mysteriously found dead in a hotel room. We won't know until the autopsy is performed, which may take a while. Megan Rapinoe, a member of the U.S. women's soccer team, who is just in the midst of all kinds of interesting controversy. She's a star figure on the stage of personalities. Taylor Swift at 8. Stephanie Grisham at number 7, the new press secretary. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders at number 6, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris at number 5, Vladimir Putin at 4, Kim Jong-un at 3, Xi Jinping at 2, and Donald Trump is unsurprisingly at number 1, where he will be most of the time. And that's a good week.
Yeah, number 4, Vladimir Putin, and number 5, I think Vladimir Putin has a better chance of getting elected president than most of those Democrats on the stage. You look at some of the crazy things these people are saying and promising. Joe Biden's the only one, for my money anyway, that has any real sort of stability is in terms of a name. There are some younger people coming along that will probably have some influence as they get a little older and a little more seasoned. But what a bunch, that group. What a bunch.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden may not have lost as much traction in terms of the general population as the pundits and the pollsters are saying that he lost in terms of the primary. Yeah. Of course, you got to get through the primary to get to the general population in terms of the election. Mm-hmm. But Biden, not everybody, you know, outside of the party, the party faithful, I don't want to use the word faithful, the zealots who are pushing the Democratic Party to the left.
The lunatic fringe. Right.
Well, lunatic is a strong word. Let's just say a little bit extreme for the tastes of most Americans who might be more.
Well, but what really happens in the primaries? And I talk about this incessantly, frankly, about how the real election is the primary, not the real, not the November election. But when you go, if you have the consciousness to understand what September is all about, that's really where the choices are made. Because otherwise, you do leave it to the lunatic fringe, the right hardcore right radicals, and the left nut verge to give you a candidate. And you know, if you don't get to vote or understand who's there, then oftentimes the choices are bad.
But right. It turns out, what you're saying, and I agree with you, is that people who are more centered should get out and vote in the primary, not wait till the general election, because they may not get the chance to vote for somebody they want to.
Right, exactly. Thank you. You said it much better than I did.
No, I'm just underscoring what you said. You said it well.
And, you're very loquacious.
And you're an articulate genius. The point is, though, that this is one of the major things that drives elections and brings us to the point where we always say we have the lesser of two evils to vote for. Yeah. But what was the alternative? Smoke-filled rooms? Some people feel the smoke-filled rooms were actually better, that the party leaders knew what was instinctively best for them, and they came up at the convention with somebody that could get elected.
Speaking of conventions, let's go back, because we're talking about number four, Independence Day week, to the actual writing of the Constitution and that smoke-filled room with those, 54 guys that were in it, and what the Constitution really has or doesn't have in it, the reference to three-fifths of a human that went to Jews and blacks and women who weren't really allowed to get, under the circumstances, the same benefits of being an American citizen as were guaranteed to white guys. Who were actually writing the Constitution. They took good care of themselves. And so if you don't understand that or get it, all these people who are, quote-unquote, strict constitutionalists, there are still a lot of things. There have been times during the course of our country where we've amended the Constitution, and I'm thinking there's room for some improvement now, frankly. And so for all of the tributes we pay to the people who did get us away from the Brits, and there were a lot of things that when you look back, you know, what is it? Hindsight's always 20/20. You look back at some of the things that are a part of the Constitution, not particularly flowery. When you get right down to brass tacks.
Well, they had to compromise, and they had to work their way toward what we have today. It was done in stages. You got to understand, they just couldn't. They wouldn't have gotten it done. They wouldn't have gotten the Declaration of Independence signed. They wouldn't have gotten the Revolutionary War off the ground. George Washington wouldn't have been able to put together an army. None of it would have happened had they been strict to today's political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
But people, cool
realizing
guys,
the times. Yeah,
it's yeah, yeah.
After the reality.
Yeah, but you know, not every one of those 54 or 56, I think it was 56.
56, was it? I remember.
I'm having a brain lapse here. It's either 54 or 56. That was a moving number. Not everybody was there. Not everybody signed it at the same time. It wasn't signed on the 4th of July. It was signed on the 2nd of July. Yeah, then it was signed on the 6th of August. But be it as it may, there were either 54 or 56 people. And not every one of them was one of the great founding fathers of wisdom. Some of them were just, you know, wealthy guys that had power and had to be dealt with. But the smart ones, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, the names that we think of, the handful that are the true founding fathers that signed the Declaration and played a role in the years of debate and evolution that followed it to get to the point where we even had a Constitution. It took years for a Constitution to be crafted. They had the Articles of the Confederation prior to that. Those people,
if you study history deeply, they knew that what they were doing was wrong. They knew slavery was wrong. They knew that these were problems. It wasn't that they were completely oblivious and completely self-serving. They did what they had to do at that time to push things forward in what was considered to be very progressive. We have the same thing today. Someday, 100 years, 200 years from now, they may look back at this time and cast all of our thoughts and leaders and culture as being terrible and anti-human and nasty. Right. So it takes time to push the human race forward.
We don't all have a corner on knowledge. That's for sure. We're learning as we go. That's the experiment that we have called the Republic that we live in, the United States of America.
Right.
Time for us now to pause in the conversation. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, 17 after the hour. Here's a story about something that's guaranteed. Don't you love it when you buy something that you know is guaranteed? You know the company stands behind it. You know you can get your money back if it doesn't work. You know that you'll sleep well having purchased whatever it is that I'm talking about. And as it turns out, I'm talking, and the message here is about MyPillow, a great American institution now for 15 or 20 years, and the pillows they make guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, guaranteed to be the best mattress or your money back. Mattress covers, the sheets, all of the things that you need for a good night's rest, all right there. You will no longer wake up with a sore neck. You'll no longer wake up with a headache or a backache. You will get a full night's rest using MyPillows, their mattresses, and the things that support you in getting a good night's rest. So, you want to fall asleep faster? You want to sleep better and longer? Go to MyPillow.com. By the way, you can wash and wax. Wash and wax, good, Doug. You can wash and dry all the MyPillow products, with the exception of the mattress. You can't get that in your washer and dryer. But everything else, washable, dryable. Get the lowest prices ever offered by this program. Go to MyPillow.com. Make your choices. Get the bargain deals on MyPillow premium pillows, for example. Now, just $69.98 at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. That's two premium MyPillows, just $69.98 with the promo code DJV. Just one of the many great deals for a great night's rest at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Brace yourselves. This summer, we're going big. Clear some shelf space for the biggest names in hair care. We're talking the lowest prices of the season at Ulta Beauty's Summer Jumbo Event. It's up to 50% off your fave jumbo-size shampoos and conditioners, like Redken, Matrix, and Kenra. Plus, go big with our buy two, get one mix and match. Stock up on your go-to styling and finishing products from brands like Sexy Hair, Paul Mitchell, and TG. Don't miss out. Event ends July 27th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What's hot in talk radio? That's what happens every week. The postings at talkers.com for the week of July 1st to the 5th. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. You can follow this at talkradiocountdownshow.com, where you can hear the podcasts and the original recording the week of the recording, the week of the live airing. It's all there. This program gets aired a number of times over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can hear it all, and it's at talkradiocountdownshow.com. So we're working our way through some of these things. We don't necessarily take them in order. Sometimes we're going to talk about all of them. I think that you wanted to talk about Trump and what he had to say and the message in the rain in Washington.
I think from the perspective of this program and the nature of the time that we're covering, yeah. I think that, that this is running, on the weekend of Independence Day, 4-day holiday, and yeah. that this big major news event happened on Thursday, and there was so much controversy about it leading up to it that I think it's probably the most important topic from the perspective of the now, that Trump wanted to have his big military parade and his big military demonstration, that there was an outcry in the media and among his critics that this is un-American, that he's going to politicize it, that the tanks are going to chew up the roads. And then when it happened, and it basically was just an interesting twist on 4th of July celebrations, and he stuck to the script, and there was no major news coming out of it. We have again an example of how the brouhaha is all about the political controversy, much of which is not really happening in reality. Exactly.
Yeah, sure. It's created. Controversy created, fake news, foolishness. It really is. It's getting not out of hand necessarily, but it really becomes obvious how disjointed all of this is. And you know how many people used to take stabs at Fox News under the new leadership of Lachlan, who's the son of Rupert Murdoch. They modified it. You wonder whether they're going to lose their edge whether it be, I don't know where, if you are right of center and you want political coverage like that, where else do you go other than Fox?
Well, where else do you go is the key to positioning these kinds of media.
Yeah.
You'll only lose your edge if the competitor becomes one notch edgier than you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no competition, your core audience will put up with a softening of your dedication
right.
if you're the only game in town.
Do you see that with Fox? Is that what you think is going on there?
For the moment, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. But they still have pretty hard-boiled opinionators.
Yeah.
And Hannity hasn't backed off,
and
Laura Ingraham hasn't. But they have other journalists and other dimensions of media on the Fox News channel that are less opinionated and less right-wing, more objective and subject to open-mindedness about news events. But they face
You were careful. Why were you careful when you said that?
I'm careful because I want to be understood.
Okay.
You know, there are people out there, you say one word, you can trigger a knee-jerk reaction in a listener or somebody whose entire life is based on the chip on their shoulder and the argument they're looking for. By saying one word, they take it out of context, and then you're in an idiot
battle
with somebody.
Yeah.
For something you didn't even say.
Right.
Yeah. So, I am particularly careful when I talk about this stuff so as to do the best I can to be specifically understood. Don't you find that's the case?
I think sometimes, I think much more about what I say now than I used to, frankly. I didn't pay as much attention to it. Now I actually think more about it. I think you have to be yourself, and I think you have to be spontaneous, but every once in a while something will, you still, as much air work as we do, you know, sometimes something slips out, but I think you got to be thinking more than you used to about this. I want to talk more about Taylor Swift with you because of your expertise. We continue here on The Countdown.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for the area affected by yesterday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that was felt from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. Democratic candidate for the White House, Kamala Harris, speaking to reporters while on the campaign trail yesterday about the quake back in her home state.
I always praise and have to praise our first responders who immediately take action.
So far, no serious injury or major damage reported. President Trump highlighted a big Salute to America celebration on the National Mall on the 4th of July.
We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag.
The Secret Service says two protesters with the Revolutionary Communist Party were arrested for burning an American flag near the White House yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison in our usual spot. Every week we take time to go through the charts as the work was done by Talkers Magazine folks, so we ought to give them their due. Talkers.com is the place to find the list of the stories, the people. So one of the stories this week, Michael, that you mentioned, number 9, the Taylor Swift thing. I wondered if you'd call upon your experience as a jock, as a music biz person, before you got into the talk world, you were big in the music world, and explain to folks how it works. How it worked when we were disc jockeys, in terms of payola, how much the artist made, how much the people that ran the companies made, and how that has changed or not in today's climate?
Well, that's a large swath of information. I don't know how payola plays into it, but certainly what happens
is the history of music dealings with
radio.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to do a lecture. That's the point.
Yeah, okay.
This Taylor Swift thing is not that unusual. A young artist or a new artist has an opportunity to sign a deal with a record label, with a music company who promised them promotion and distribution and production and money up front and all the things that come with it. And they're thrilled to sign that deal because it's an opportunity. But there's a lot of fine print in it. And among the fine print is that the record company can, in many cases, have ownership of the rights to your music in terms of intellectual property, which doesn't seem like a really big deal when you're down and out and you don't have anything to lose. But if you really make it big on the tail end of your deal with them, that could really be a lot of money. And also the rights to how the music is used, with commercials and other things. And artists sometimes find themselves on the short end of the stick in terms of the amount of money that can be made with all of this valuable property once it's really a big hit and where it's used. And that's what happened to Taylor Swift, the first six albums of her catalog. And she's one of the most successful artists of all time. So we're talking about mega, mega, mega millions of dollars worth of valuable music. The record company that she was affiliated with sold it to a music producer with whom she doesn't have that great a relationship. And then she went off on a Twitter storm about how upset she was, and it became a whole big social media, you know, flap. But artists sign away a lot of things to make a deal. It happens in the movies. It happens in the music business. It happens with publishers, with their books. And you got to be very careful when you go into a deal when you're a starving artist or you're an unknown and you think you've got the break of a lifetime. You got to plan for success. What happens if you're successful? And quite often they don't.
Yeah. One of the things, she apparently had the opportunity, or at least that's one of the ways you can read the story, and she decided not to take it, but the opportunity required that she stay with this company for 10 years, and she didn't want to.
Right.
So, but there's a lot of money. You're talking about $300 million here. It's a lot of dough.
Right.
That kind of stuff. When you think about how much money is generated, Michael, by the entertainment business, how much money, how much time we spend going to the movies or buying music or reading books. I mean, this is all part of the entertainment, the world of entertainment, which is basically what motorizes Los Angeles. Los Angeles is one of the best examples ever, kind of like Detroit, of it being a company town. Pretty much everything that goes on there is about entertainment.
Yeah, well, we refer to that as Hollywood. Hollywood is really a name for the Los Angeles-based entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, Motown. Detroit is, the center of automotive industry. It's very much, and Washington, D.C. is the center of the political industry. But they're all the same. They're basically industries that have a tremendous impact on the town. But whenever you hear the term Hollywood, there's no one company called Hollywood. There's not even an official city called Hollywood.
No.
Hollywood is the word that we use when they say, well, you know, Hollywood's been influencing how Americans see things. Hollywood is really, in that sense, means the Los Angeles-based entertainment industry. Lots of big companies, Paramount, Universal, Warner Brothers, that's all Hollywood.
It's very interesting because I remember when Johnny Carson used to, when Ed would introduce the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, live from Hollywood, and Johnny would come on and smile and say, we're not really in Hollywood, we're in Burbank.
Exactly. And anybody who knows L.A., that's right. Like saying live from Brooklyn, and they're really from the Bronx.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Brooklyn. Yeah. It's not Hollywood.
And
you know,
it's not that far off the beaten path, but it's a different part of town.
I wouldn't want to walk it.
No, it was a. Is it? Yeah.
Okay. It's a good 10 miles.
Stroll.
It's
about
5-10 miles in an urban environment is a long way.
Right. Especially across the 101.
Exactly. You don't want to walk it.
I go across the 101. Thanks, but no thanks. I'll take the trolley.
But that's the irony, is that most of the manufacturers of entertainment, their factories, their studios, are not in Hollywood.
No.
Hollywood is a very big disappointment.
It's not a little honky-tonk town. That's really what it is.
Yeah, and it's honky-tonk is putting it mildly. It's a tourist trap, and it's pretty slimy.
Yeah.
It was slimy even back in the days when I lived out there, but now it's I went back recently and couldn't believe my eyes. It's really...
You go down Hollywood and get Hollywood and Vine. You go down Sunset, the Strip, in that area. That's seedy stuff, man.
There's nothing glamorous about it.
But when you go to Burbank, it is kind of fun on either side of the 101 to see all of the studios, the Disney stuff on one side, mm-hmm. and the major studios. Although there are, if you go to Westwood, where the Fox studios are, I mean, there's stuff spread out all over both sides of the hill. And that's what makes it interesting for tourists who don't really know their way around. I lived there in the wintertime since 1993. I love L.A., frankly. I think I wouldn't want to live there all the time, but I think it's a fascinating, energetic place where all kinds of exciting things take place. And you can see these things. And that's what people want to get a piece of when they go there. But if you think you're going to get a piece of, as Michael says, you're going to get a piece of what really goes on by walking down Hollywood Boulevard, keep your hands in your pockets and jump on the next bus.
Yeah, it's not about to happen. But
no.
I don't think that L.A. is as magical today as it was in the 70s.
Well, it's all big business like everything else, Michael. Everything has become big business. Yeah. The only ones who are not in a big business are you and me. You run Talkers Magazine and that enterprise that pretty much without you would go no place. And frankly, my little organization here wouldn't go any place without me. It is what, you know, you and I have created something that is very unique, given what you just said. Things are so big.
Yeah. Well, I can't stand by and have you say that, though, because the people that work at Talkers really run it, and I'm sort of Colonel Sanders.
But it's your idea. It's your vision. We can't any of us do what we're doing without the support that we have.
Yeah.
But you know as well as I do that you're the one who's the mainstay, and you can you have a great staff. I agree with you. I have a great staff.
Well, I believe without me it would go on. I really do. But as a matter of fact,
I believe without me this wouldn't go.
Who knows? Maybe you're holding it back.
Oh, maybe I should quit. Kara, you're in charge starting Monday.
I appreciate what you're saying, but I out of respect for the fabulous people that work at Talkers and really do a tremendous amount of work, it is misleading to say that, you know, I put this chart together or that I'm
I don't put this radio show together. If it wasn't for Kara and Victoria and Jennifer, all my radio stuff, I mean, I do lots of ancillary things, other sorts of things, but it all depends on having some support. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying...
I know that. But these people are listening, and it's not fair to them for you and I.
All right, Kevin, you get a raise as of Monday.
Well, it's true. I'm not playing politics. I'm just being honest.
I understand that. Yeah. No, I think, but you found these people. You put them together. They didn't find themselves. They didn't find you.
I did a hell of a job, and I appreciate it. But for me to continue to doing a hell of a job, you got to remember that you cannot forget the team that you're on and the people that you work with.
Right. Yep.
There are too many giant fools out there.
Wouldn't it be good if some politicians thought that way? They all think the moon and the stars are all they it's them the unsung heroes that run those. I remember Joel Heffley, congressman, used to give credit like you were just doing to his staff, who he's one of the few guys that I've ever had real respect for in terms of who's there to do the job that they're supposed to be doing. And he got run out of town by the Republican hierarchy because he as a Republican faked out Tom DeLay, and that was his downfall. DeLay had more scooch than he did, and that was the end of his career. It was that simple. But it's nice to acknowledge those who are around you, for sure. appreciate that.
Yeah.
Time for us to spend a little time thinking about the oom-pa-pa that you have. How's your oom-pa-pa? You know what I mean? The energy that it takes for you to tackle everyday tasks. If you're not in shape and you want to be, if you don't have the same drive and you want it back, if you can't perform in the bedroom like you used to and you'd like to fix that problem, the solution is a product called Nugenix, which has exploded on the scene all over the place. People are talking about Nugenix from different points of view, especially if you get older. You find it's harder to stay in shape. Your daily routine, you know, you have a few more peanuts and a little more candy and a little bit more ice cream. But now, thanks to Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you will feel better than you have for a long time. You'll be able to focus. You'll not feel exhausted when you work out. Best yet, you'll be able to perform like you used to. All right, so your wife, your girlfriend's going to thank you for going online, texting FORCE. Actually, just pick up your iPhone. Text FORCE to 321-321. Get a free bottle of Nugenix. See what I'm talking about. See if it isn't what I'm suggesting. Text FORCE to 321-321. Do it now while you're thinking about it for that free bottle. Compliments of the folks at Nugenix. Try it out free. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Feeling sluggish, bloated, gassy, and, well, you know, want some relief? Try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you So before you try our super strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use Life Change Tea every month, so try it because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at GetTheTea.com. Changing America one tea bag at a time.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
All right, so let's find out what's going on. If you go to talkers.com with the replaying of a lot of the stuff that has happened, the Talkers Convention, you have a video of you and your chat with Sean Hannity.
Yes,
that lots of people ought to go watch, frankly.
Oh, yeah, they get an insight into Sean when he's talking to his peers. Although he has no peers at this point, he's so big. But he's talking with his comrades and colleagues in the profession. And it's a side of him, I think, that people will get a kick out of seeing, especially those that are fans of Sean.
Yeah, he's relaxed, he's comfortable, he's not what you usually see when you see him on television. Or what
he's
you
uses dirty language.
As yeah, he
it's funny seeing a guy that you see on TV that you're not used to, that he knows how to say those words, you know.
Right.
He actually was quite liberal in his use of expletives.
Actually, yeah. I'm not going to make note of that, but yeah, it's there. Yeah. It's in the raw, and it's, you know, see, people are people. I mean, we're real people. We do stuff, and, you know, once in a while you forget somebody or something that you need to be. It's just, you know what? It's the world and what's going on, and we need to be we've sugarcoated so many things institutionally, personality wise, and you get right down to brass tacks. We're all just people, and we're all here trying to make it work. Michael Harrison, editor publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples copy paper is only $3.99. You save $3.
But hurry, this offer's good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 7619 in store only. Valid on SKU 135-855.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on with our countdown focus, it's Stephen J.J. Wiseman right now, college professor, professor of law at Bentley University. He's also the founder of Scamicide.com. Lots of people getting scammed, man. This is the time of, well, every time of year is the time of year to get scammed, depending on what's going on. He's also written a book, The Identity Theft Alert, which really is helpful when it comes to understanding what you should stop doing. Doing that stuff. All right, but his real reason for being here is to analyze some of the stories that have legal impact on the talkers list of the top 10. The border agent Facebook controversy seems to me a few heads ought to roll when it comes to this. And what's the legal, is there a legal connection and tension here that some people need to follow to put a stop to this?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. Because I'm glad you asked me about that particular story, because when I was seeing it in the news, I really didn't see anything that hit on the legal aspects of this. And certainly the postings that were done by a number of border agents were really disturbing, and things that did, I would think, warrant some kind of repercussions or even being fired. That being said, if you work for a private company and you post something on social media, regardless of whether it has anything to do with your work or not, and your employer doesn't like it, they can fire you. But when you are a federal employee, you are protected. This is government action. You're protected by the First Amendment. You're also protected by some tight
civil even while you're on the job?
While
you're on the job, really.
Yeah. So I think what they're going to be able to do is there will be action against them, and I do think there will be ways of finding that this is a dereliction of duty and harmful. But it isn't the slam dunk that a lot of people think. So it is something that does warrant action, but it won't be quite so simple as we all thought.
Well, this is about freedom of speech. You know, it goes deeper than that and the realities of what's going on. I've been saying all week this whole situation, and you have certain political points of view that might not be the same as mine, but I think as a human being, we both look at things with a sensitivity to the situation. I think the situation that we're in terms of the humanity of these, the problems the kids are having with their parents and the mess that's there, it's just unacceptable. But what's
it totally is. You know, there's no question that we need to have a coherent immigration policy.
Right.
But the manner in which people are being treated and the fact that you have people who are the ones doing the treating that we're seeing posting this, that's unacceptable.
But the other side of it is, or the extended side of it is, these people have no damn business being where they are. We didn't invite them. They've come of their own volition. And many times the people that are getting across aren't these families that we're focused on, but bad guys who are coming to do us harm.
Not really. You know, this is where I think the reporting hasn't been as accurate. I go to, because you have to be careful where you get your statistics, I go to the Justice Department, and this Justice Department is not a fan of the immigrants in any part, but the Justice Department statistics show that the people that are coming here as illegal immigrants are not creating crime. They're doing less crime.
No, but it's the push that, I'm not talking, once they, I'm talking about some of the MS-13 types they get across. I'm just talking in general about the push to come across here and what it amounts to, the pressure on us. We turn around looking like the bad guys, and we didn't create this other than creating a country that's desirable to come to. We didn't create the situation. We created the end result of it, but we didn't start it.
Although, you know, one of the things, and I totally agree with you on that, but we're left with having to deal with what is.
Yeah, it's a mess.
But this is where, you know, perhaps, you know, we talk about foreign aid. We deal with countries. Maybe we should be doing something so that people in Guatemala want to stay in Guatemala.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, stay away from us. Stay down there. Okay, quick comment on Taylor Swift and what people don't understand about the legalities of what she's gotten herself into.
Same thing that every other musician has had early on when they don't have much control. They sell the rights to these master recordings. They don't control them. Someone else does. The recording industry for years has taken advantage of this. She's just bringing it to light.
Yeah. Well, the price tag is $300 million. Thanks very much for bringing it to light. Yeah. Well, it's something for people to talk about, and that's what they've been doing this week. Courtesy of the reporting at Talkers Magazine, we know more about it. And thanks to you for explaining it a little bit better from the legal side. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal expert here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.